Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, some information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service here in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity has now dropped to a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 115, that's 115, and this is expected to drop to 110 in the near future. The daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 66 as of the time of preparation of this program, and this is expected to fall further to 60 in the days ahead. So as we move into solar cycle 24, we're about halfway through the cycle. Solar activity continues to be quite low, and the use of high frequencies worldwide above about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths is not very reliable. Here in Melbourne, we're sort of moving into our winter period now. With the effective date of winter in eastern Australia, or at least in Victoria, is June the 1st. So here's a summary of some selected observations I made in our later morning between 11:30 a.m. and noon. That's 01:32, 0200 in the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz band. Quite a lot of activity in that band, as we note from these observations. 9430, the voice of Russia from the Krasnodar transmitting site in Russian. Another frequency from Krasnodar in parallel, 9800 in Russian. 9470, China Radio International from Urumqi in English. And also on 9675 from Kashi. So two transmissions from China Radio International. 9535, Spanish Foreign Radio in Spanish. That's undoubtedly the strongest signal heard here in Melbourne right throughout our daytime period. Very strong signals. 9570, China Radio International from the Sirik, Albania relay station in English. 9620, Spanish Foreign Radio from its Costa Rica relay station in Spanish. And 9700, Radio Romania International in French, another very strong signal. 9770, the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in English. And 9780, the Voice of America from Sri Lanka, from the Irana Villa transmitting site in English. 9860, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Spanish, from signing on at 0130. And the Voice of Turkey, also signing on at 0130 and also in Spanish on 9870. And 9925, the Voice of Croatia from Vertaktel in Germany, with programs in Croatian. That's the external service. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during our late morning through midday on the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz, between 0130 and 0130. Now, some shortwave station news concerning international broadcasters who continue to make almost weekly frequency changes to schedules and times of operation to try and combat the falling solar activity. First of all, we have some information from Radio Cairo in Egypt. The new schedule shows English transmissions throughout the 24 hours, and some of these are as follows. 1215 to 1330 on 17870 through Southern Asia in English, and 1600 through until 1800 on 15345 to South and Central Africa in English, and 1900 to 2030 on 15290 to West Africa in English, and 2115 to 2245 on 6270, that's outside the 49 meter band, to Western Europe in English, and 0200 to 0300 on 9315 to North America in English. And the summer schedule of Kol Israel, Jerusalem, in Farsi shows this schedule. 13850 between 1400 and 1525 from Sunday through until Thursdays to Western Asia. And in parallel on 15760. And 1400 to 1500 on Fridays and Saturdays, a reduction in transmission time on the same two frequencies, 13850 and 15760. Now, Radio Kuwait, the latest modified schedule for this international broadcaster, shows English from 1800 to 2100 on 15540, primarily intended for reception in Western Europe. Now, there's some Arabic programs from Kuwait, 0200 to 0900 on 5960, that's the general service to the Near and Middle East. And 0500 to 0900 on 15515 Arabic, that's the Holy Quran service to East Asia. And 0905 to 1600 on 11630, the Holy Quran service in Arabic to Central Africa. And 2000 to midnight on 17550, North American service in Arabic, that's the general service. And there's a Farsi service, or as some would have it, Persian, 0800 to 1000 on 7250, non-directional to Western Asia. Now, Pakistan. Radio Pakistan has very few English language programs. One of these is between 0905 and 0910, which is the English News Service. And this is on the air between 0830 and 1105 during the Urdu program to Western Europe on 15725 and 17720. There's also another English news service in that same segment, that same time period, between 1100 and 1105. And also between 1700 and 1710 English news on 11575 and 15265 to Western Europe. Now, the external service of the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, it doesn't have any English. Yeah, I'm sorry. It has one English language program each day in the external service. That's 1000 to 1225 on 15250, intended for Western Central Africa. There's a Turkish language program from Saudi Arabia, 1800 to 2055 on 9675 to the Near and Middle East. And Urdu, for listeners in Southern Asia, from Turkey, 1200 to 1455 on 13775. And in Bengali, the Southern Asia, 1200 to 1455 on 15120. and in French to Western Central Africa, 1400 to 1755 on 17660. South Africa. It's been a time change for the evening program of the South African Radio League, which broadcasts over transmitters provided by the Centec transmission provider in Meyerton in South Africa. New time is 17:30 to 18:30 on Mondays, using 3230 in the 90 metre band to Southern Africa, and that replaces 16:30 to 17:30. So it was an hour time difference now for the new time for the South African Radio League, which has lots of information concerning amateur radio activity and propagation worldwide. Now, Tunis, the new schedule for Radio Tunis, so Arabic programs at various times, and these include the following: 0200 to 0510 on 17735 and 12005 to the near and Middle East, 0300 to 0610 on 7275 to Western Europe, 0600 to 0810 on 7335 to North Africa.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.